right, everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Crypto 101 podcast. It is a big, big day in Crypt Nation. Man, sound the alarms, bang the pots and the pans, because it is a momentous occasion. We are joined by a new co-host, or I should say I am joined by a new co-host, Brendan Veman, who has been working with us behind the scenes at extreme length for the past 2 years. He's getting called up to the big leagues. So Brendan, dude, welcome to the Crypto 101 podcast. This is your new home, brother. Welcome.
Hey, excited to be here. You know, like Bryce said, you know, it's crazy because I've been working with you guys for almost 2 years now. And it's been awesome. Excited to come to the forefront. Excited to connect with more people in the cryptocurrency space and preach the great gospel that is crypto and blockchain tech.
Yeah, dude. No, this is awesome. I'm so pumped. I learned so much from you. So I view this as just a great opportunity for this podcast to just get kicked up to another level. You know, I've been following you for a long time. So I'm, you know, I'm very pleased that you've been, you've been choosing to work with us. And man, we're gonna have an awesome time. So I want to make this episode all about you. And I know that we've had you on previous episodes. So I think anybody who has been watching for, you know, religiously for the past couple months or so, they've for sure run into you. But I want to, you know, have them all hear it from the horse's mouth. So Brendan, this is your episode. We're going to introduce you to Crypt Nation if they don't already know you. So I'm going to ask you some questions. You feel good about that? You feel okay revealing a little bit about who you are?
Yeah, you know, I'm ready for the barrage of questions to begin.
Awesome. let's start off high level. So what do you do? Like, you know, who are you and what do you currently do? And, you know, how'd you make it on the Crypto 101 podcast?
Have you ever wanted to trade Bitcoin but haven't dared tried? With Plus 500 Futures, you can trade crypto without the hassle of opening a wallet. With just a few clicks, you can register and start practicing with their free and unlimited demo. See a trading opportunity? You'll be able to trade in just 2 clicks. Feel ready? You can move to real money with as little as $100 once your account is approved. And the great thing is that in addition to crypto, Plus 500 gives you access to a wide range of instruments like the S&P 500, NASDAQ, gas, and much more. Explore equity indices like energy, metals, Forex, and beyond. With a simple and intuitive platform, you can trade anytime, anywhere. Experience the fast, accessible futures trading you've been waiting for with Plus 500. With over 20 years of experience, Plus 500 is your gateway to the markets. Visit us.plus500.com to learn more. Trading in futures involves risk of loss and is not suitable for everyone. Not all applicants will qualify, and this is not personal financial advice. Plus 500, it's trading with a plus.
Yeah, man. So I started off in the early days of Bitcoin, and kind of my realization point, or what got me interested, is that I found this thing early, and a lot of people around me had unpopular opinions, or maybe at the time it was popular opinions, but they were more anti-crypto. And that kind of like motivated me and inspired me to really dig into this thing more. And so I did. And so as the years
went on, you found like a little hot button issue and you were like, oh, this is kind of getting people's gears going. There must be something here. Is that kind of what it is?
Yeah, I mean, exactly. Like at the time, Bitcoin was worth a couple times more than what the US dollar was. And it was this asset that just stood out. And I, you know, me being the curious individual that I was like, hey, this is making people angry. It has a crazy pairing against fiat currencies. Like, let's really explore this thing. And you know, that's where I found my base. And so as the technology expanded and grew over the years, as blockchain tech really began to kind of, I guess, show its fruits. And then you had Litecoin and Ethereum and Monero and all those early stage cryptos really began to show just how versatile and helpful blockchain could be. That is when my interest in crypto went from just kind of this side interest, the side hobby, to like, hey, this is going to really change the world as we know it. And that leads me to starting the Crypto Analyst YouTube channel in 2017. Yeah.
How I found you.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, I started that originally because I had so many people around me not understanding crypto. You know, crypto wasn't super mainstream yet. It was a kind of on that brink of that big bull run that it had, but I was still getting the same questions asked to me all the time. And I'm,
Like, I'm pre-recording answers for family and friends, go to my YouTube channel, and then it just kind of caught fire.
I mean, exactly. That's kind of what it came down to is, you know, here are all the answers that you're going to ask me anyway. And so that's really why the YouTube channel originated, but also because I love talking about it. I loved it. I believed in it. And also, I didn't want to answer the same stuff all the time. So I was like, boom, YouTube channel is born. And that was like my real step, like full time. I'm into this thing. I'm committed. Like, here we go. And, you know, man, I've ran that every single year. I mean, I have over 750 public videos now since 2017. We're at 10,000 subscribers. Like, it's grown into a really cool thing. And, you know, occasionally I still see people that are from like the very early days of that come around and they're like, hey, Brendan. And it's great to see the community go strong, you know, as we are over here. So, you know, we're going from one strong community to another and the mission is still the same.
Yeah. No, and it's been awesome working with you for the past couple of years here. And for folks who are listening, you don't know, you know, behind the scenes, we've got, you know, premium, you know, subscriber only content that we roll out, you know, every single day, every single week. Brendan has been hosting live streams with me. He's been doing all sorts of amazing, you know, written and video content for the Crypto 101 University video course that we have. So if you want to check all that stuff out, we will link to it in the show notes. All the stuff we've been working on and the Crypt Nation private group, guys. It's an incredible community that Brendan and I have been building up for, you know, along with our whole team here for the past several years. And we're so excited to be bringing Brendan to the Crypto 101 podcast. And with that being said, Brendan, I want to ask a little bit of a lightning round sort of rapid fire question and answer. How do you feel about that? Oh. I kind of prepared some things. I know I didn't show you ahead of time. I want it to be surprising. Does that sound okay?
Let the surprises begin. I will do my best.
Okay. I've got a long list. And so this is going to go quick. And when I say one word answer, I mean, one word answer. I don't want you to go off the rails or anything. Maybe if you need two words or I'll give you three is the most.
Okay. No tangents.
Okay. No tangents. So I'm going to start easy and then I'm going to ramp up. So first is like Bitcoin or Ethereum?
Ethereum.
Okay.
I, you know,
and by the way,
I almost started the tangent already. All right. Keep going.
Yeah.
Keep going.
No, yeah, exactly. Damn it. I'm breaking my own rules. But these will definitely, you know, inform all of us of really who you are and how you think. And this is on the record. So I want you to know that.
Uh-oh.
So you say Ethereum. The next question I had after that was proof of stake or proof of work. What do you think is better?
See, the one world answers are already killing me here. We'll go with proof of stake. I'm sorry,
okay.
Everyone out
and
there.
That makes sense. You chose Ethereum, then you choose proof of stake, which is the consensus model that it uses. Whereas Bitcoin uses proof of work. Let me ask you, when you're analyzing the crypto markets, if you had to choose one, technical analysis or fundamental analysis?
Oh, man, technical's all the way. I'm a trader at heart.
Okay. Yeah. What I always say is price is the final arbiter. Price knows everything. Good fundamentals kind of put you in the same place as good technicals. So price should have all the information. So I would probably side with you on that one. Let me ask you this, trading or holding, what is your style?
Trading. I'm a trader at heart. And
okay. You're quick, hot potato. Time frame, trading daily or monthly?
Daily.
Daily. Okay. Making trades daily, closing positions out. Leverage or no leverage?
Oh, one word answer to this one.
We'll go with leverage, yes or no?
We'll go with no leverage. We'll
no leverage.
No leverage anymore.
Honestly, a man after my own heart. A man after my own heart. I've always advocated to stay away from the leverage. Yeah. There's a great quote that it's like a Warren Buffett quote about the way people go broke is like ladies, liquor, and leverage. And that's like the three ways that men go broke, ladies, liquor, and leverage. So stay away from the leverage. But let me ask you this. What's your favorite exchange?
Kraken recently.
Okay. Kraken. I'm a big Kraken fan. But favorite wallet?
Ooh. I'm going to roll with MetaMask. Gonna roll with MetaMask. MetaMask.
I don't think I expected that. I don't think I expected anybody to like MetaMask. Mm. But here we are, and God bless them. Everybody uses them. I think they've been getting better.
Yeah.
They've been getting better.
I agree. And I have to say, recently, I've been liking Treasure wallets. You know, obviously, they're safer, but I've been really digging them, especially more than the Nano Ledgers. I have both, and Treasure has been standing out to me.
Okay. I like it. It's a hot take. Trezor, T-R-E-Z-O-R, kind of a play on words of like a treasure chest, yeah. Right? Where all your crypto gets stored. Let me ask you this, Brendan. Your favorite dApp, and I'll restrict it to your favorite DeFi dApp.
Mm, okay. You know, hot take here as well. I'm going to roll with, I think most people would expect maybe like Uniswap, but I'll roll with Osmosis here. I'll throw a wrench in everything.
Hold the door. Hold the door. I did not expect it. I did not see that coming. That's a great pick, though. Yeah. The Cosmos DEX, the Cosmos DeFi one-stop shop. Osmosis. Hot pick. Altcoins versus NFTs. If you had to hold one, you're on a desert island. You're off in 10 years and you're either holding an altcoin or an NFT. What's going to have more value?
I'll hold altcoins.
Okay. Okay. Altcoins. this is one I thought I had to ask this. See where you're coming from. But one word, maybe two. If crypto were a movie, what would its title be?
You know, I'd like to think that we are in like the Return of the Jedi of crypto or the Avengers Endgame of crypto, where we have like where we have the traditional finance space that has been maybe like abusing or taking advantage of the everyday people. And now we have crypto ready to be the Return of the Jedi, to be the Avengers Endgame and come back and free the people, empower the people. And I think that there is this literal, you know, no pun intended, there is this crypto revolution, Bryce, as you are very familiar with, that is happening. And so I got to roll with them.
Okay. I like it. We'll be lenient with the rules on that one because I like the heart behind it. Now, let me ask you this. What's your exit strategy? And again, think very carefully. Your crypto exit strategy in one word.
Non-existent.
Okay.
I'd like to elaborate on that, but that's in one word. Wait,
what was the word? It. What was the word? What was the word? I just heard
The word is non-existent.
Your exit strategy is non-existent.
And I would
Not leaving. He's not leaving. He's not leaving.
And you know, we can leave that as a cliffhanger as to what it means, or because it's one word, or we can elaborate it and I can break the rules. Once again,
no, I like it. I think it's self-explanatory. You're not fucking selling, brother.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's an old saying that goes, "You'll know when to sell when you don't have to," and that I kind of take that in a literal sense. Like as a trader, there's a time and a place to take profits, but for these long-term holds. You know, I do believe that, you know, one day I'm not going to have to sell into a fiat. I'm going to be able to exchange some of these major cryptos for just their value proposition. I'm going to be able to exchange them for what I want.
Goods and services all around the world.
Yeah.
Wow. No, I love it. I like that idea of like, you know, I'm never going to have to sell. You know, I want to leave my crypto to my grandkids, right? Have them inherit the estate or whatever to my kids. I want to make my kids work for it, though. I'll spoil my grandkids, though, one day. But no, I was going to say, screw it. Move on. Taking loans out against your crypto portfolio, paying that back. You know, it's pretty efficient. Anyhow, moving on. You know, let's take a look back at my list. What do I like? Oh, okay. This is a good one. So, Brendan. I know that you are not only a crypto guru, but you're a gaming guru. Mm-hmm. You're young. Yep. Obviously, it makes sense. You've got all sorts of different crypto games and non-crypto games that you've just immersed yourself in. And I admire that. You know this crypto gaming industry backwards and forwards, and it's one of your specialties. And I think what a lot of, you know, analysts and hedge funds are saying was that this is actually going to be the biggest sector of crypto moving forward in terms of how many users that sector will have, where crypto and gaming, they're going to, you know, become married. You'll have items in the game that will be NFTs, and that this will bring hundreds of millions of users overnight. Okay. So this is big. And I'm just sorry, there's a preamble attached with this question, but you know how I am. It is what it is. So I want to know, Brendan, what is the best crypto gaming platform that has a crypto token associated with it?
You know, I think this industry is still very much in its infancy, and the games that we have yet are a...
One word.
Oh, okay. You're right. Gala.
Gala. Okay. What were you going to say?
The crypto games aren't there yet. I agree with you. They're going to play this massive part in the future, but we're not quite there yet.
Okay.
And we will be. I fully believe that we will be in the not so distant future.
All right. Well, let's talk favorite versus least favorite area to invest in.
Least favorite, meme coins. Favorite, okay. Either layer twos or web three.
Layer twos or web three. Favorite layer two.
Polygon.
Polygon. Okay. They got a big upgrade coming over soon. Yeah. When does that Matic? So Polygon's got the Matic token. They're upgrading that to POL, right? POL.
Yeah.
When does that happen?
I want to say it's still in like the early voting stages. They're kind of deciding on it, but it looks to be like everyone has the general consensus that this is going to be something that happens. I think they're just finalizing everything.
Okay, got it. I got a tough one for you. I don't even know how I would answer this one. Bitcoin Cash versus Bitcoin SV.
Neither.
Sorry to do this to you.
Neither. Can that be my one word answer?
Yeah, got to choose one.
We'll go with Cash.
BCH. Okay, we'll move on. I know that was tough. Favorite crypto stock.
Coinbase.
Let's go. I was going to say the same thing. That's what Coinbase. I was thinking. It's a good stock. Also, MicroStrategy.
Yeah.
MicroStrategy is kind of crazy. That guy is like leveraging intense cash flows in intense levels of debt just to buy and hold Bitcoin. Hashtag the real ETF. Like, who needs a Bitcoin ETF when you can just buy MicroStrategy? I guess not financial advice. Crazy, but MicroStrategy has done a lot better than Bitcoin this year. Thoughts on CBDCs? One word. Central bank digital currencies. One word. Thought on CBDC?
No. bad.
Love it. What is the worst aspect of the crypto community, this industry that we know and love? What's the worst aspect of it?
Two words: extremists and more than two words. Certain influencers and extremists.
Extremists and influencers. Hey, I like it. Anybody who kind of takes one side too crazy, and you know, you guys know what extremists are. They're all crazy. So where's my next question? Oh, this is okay. I like this one. What is the most shameful coin that you've ever bought? Gotta be honest. These are the good citizens of Crypt Nation you're talking to. You cannot lie to our people. The most shameful coin.
It was this coin back in the day that was in my early days of crypto.
Back before you knew better.
Say it again.
Back before you knew better.
Before I knew better, it was this crypto. Actually, I'd like to say it was XRP or like Tron. I'd like to say it was one of those, but there was one that was like, hey, we are backed by gold. And I was stupid enough to believe in it. And for those of you that know, it's a sketchy side of crypto. So,
yeah. Dude, I had actually the same thing might have happened to me. I might have been in that same one. It was called Dig. And I was subscribed to a newsletter.
Yep.
And this guy was like, this is the best new thing. They got a bunch of Bitcoin. They've got a bunch of miners, threw some money at it, and you know, was tracking it through this newsletter. And all of a sudden, you know, these that just like, you know, obviously that goes to zero and there's a bunch of craziness going on. So you lose pretty much all your money. And yeah, that was a huge learning moment for me. Yeah. But anyhow, that's not about me. It's about you. Let me ask you this. You can take one person to dinner in crypto. Okay. One crypto legend. Who would it be and where would you take them? Two word answer.
I would take Vitalik Buterin. I'm from the South. I take Vitalik Buterin and take him to the most southern restaurant here. And I would so that's my answer.
Okay.
Don't elaborate
on it. You gotta name the southern restaurant. What's it called? Our listeners are gonna have to go there.
You know, there's a local barbecue place. I don't want to dox myself too much. Okay. But there's a local barbecue place. I'd take him to it, and I would just love to see Vitalik in the way that he is. You know, a little bit, he's a little bit funky sometimes. Love him, brilliant guy. I'd love to see him just in the most southern environment possible.
Vitalik in the South. I love it. All right, well, let's move on from the crypto stuff, and let's just get a couple little questions going just to get to see who you really are. What's your favorite book? And please tell me you've read a book. I don't want this moment to have egg on my face. What's your favorite book?
You've been introducing me to, I forget what his name is. It's slipping my mind right now, but you've been introducing me to a guy recently and you've gotten me on a bender.
Oh, the Brian Shannon books.
Exact. Yes.
Yes. You bought them? You read them?
I have it right here. I can reach over and grab it if I need to.
Reach over. Let me prove it. Don't fuck with me.
We're moving around. But you were the one who got me on Tinder in the first place. And now he has multiple ones out. He has new ones. You know, before that, I liked a little bit of Robert Kiyosaki. But man, this guy is brilliant. I'll tell you what. I'm glad you got me on him.
Sweet, dude. I love it. What a great moment. Hashtag Brian Shannon. Literally one of the godfathers of modern technical analysis. Brilliant dude. Just came out with another new book about the anchored volume weighted average price. Check it out. It's on Amazon. I like how he still does the hardcover. Like,
I know, right?
Mine. I just got it right here. the hardcover textbook size. Yeah. So... Oh yeah, hold it up.
Yeah, there we go.
We'll grab a screenshot for him. Anyhow, good stuff. So that's your favorite book. Let me ask you, favorite hobby? Pickleball or surfing. Okay. Have you ever had an injury during pickleball?
You know, I had a nasty one this year. My first time ever playing. I always was the bad talker of pickle and refused to play it. Went out there, play it, dislocated my shoulder. And, you know, everyone at the hospital made fun of me saying they only see old people with injuries from pickleball.
Wake up call to get to stretching a little bit more, I guess.
Tell me about it.
No, it's funny, dude. Totally random. But I saw a statistic that pickleball was like the quickest, not like, obviously it's like the quickest growing sport in America. They're converting all the tennis courts to it, but there was something else. It was like the highest healthcare utilization, like highest new sport or activity.
Yeah.
Maybe activity where it has the highest level of healthcare utilization, which is a figure that I never really even thought about even tracking or knew about. Yeah. And so when I read that, I was like, oh my God, like people are getting hurt all over the world playing pickleball. And like, this is not priced in. Like, this is not priced into actuaries model, insurance models, which is hilarious. But anyhow, moving on. So you like pickleball, you like surfing, you've been injured playing pickleball. What's your favorite place you've ever vacationed to?
Ooh, St. John and St. Thomas down in the Caribbean. Big Caribbean guy.
Ooh, love it.
Island vibes.
All right, man. The Beach Boys. So I imagine this next question is going to be redundant, but cold weather or beach, or like, you know, cold weather mountain vibes or warm weather beach vibes?
Warm weather beach vibes all day.
Made sense. I saw that one coming. That's all the questions. It's not something super climactic to end my lightning round questions on. That was the last one. But now I got one more, and I don't want to throw any wrenches in the program here. And thanks for playing the game, by the way. You did great.
Absolutely.
Love getting a little bit of color. Let me ask you, this is something that, like, you know, in high school or whatever, you would always do, like, to get to know people. It's an icebreaker. Do you have two truths and a lie that you can tell me, tell Crypt Nation? Two truths and a lie. And I'll try and guess which one is a truth, which one's a lie. And then we'll go from there.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, let me see.
You can think on it. I know it's kind of like kind of a weird one, but
you know,
I already finished my water, so I can't drink any water here. Kill some time.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I think I got one figured out, and we'll just roll with this. So, two truths and a lie. I was paralyzed from the elbows down.
Whoa.
I was struck by lightning, and my parachute failed while I was skydiving.
Oh my God. So you're telling me two of those are true statements and one of them is a lie?
Two of those are true. You asked the question. I'm not throwing any kind of a softball. You're getting a curveball, a hardball. I'm throwing it at you.
So two of those are truth. So I need to figure out. So you were paralyzed from the ankles down. What was that?
From the elbows down.
From the elbows wrist, down.
My hands, my fingers.
What happened?
I was immobile.
You were struck by lightning, or what was the third one?
My parachute failed while I was skydiving.
I got to say, that one's got to be the lie. I don't know. But then I'm also like, you couldn't have been struck by lightning. That could not have happened. And I'm thinking maybe like some people have parachute malfunctions and then like the backup thing goes off. So maybe that one is true.
There is a backup parachute.
Yeah. Everybody has a little backup parachute, right?
Yeah, everyone.
So that's my guess. So I think that one's true. I think you went skydiving. You probably had a parachute malfunction. And you were saved by the dude on your back or something who pulled his parachute. That's the truth. Well, now you got to tell us.
Well, I have two truths. Now you have to guess which one's the lie and which one's the truth.
Oh my God, there's two so one of those other ones is true.
One of the other ones is true as well.
And what's with the lie? Oh my God. I think the lie is that you got struck by lightning. There's no way. So I think the other truth is the elbows paralysis, because you probably broke both your arms or something. Mm.
Are you ready for the truth? Are you ready for the lie? Which one should I give you first?
I can handle the truth. Tell us what both of the truths were.
All right. Well, you got one of the truths right. I'll let you know that. And that was that I was paralyzed from the elbows down. That was true. wasn't from breaking anything, but I had a freak accident and it was kind of a mystery to the doctors, but yeah, it lasted a couple of months, ended up coming back over time. They said, hey, you know, this isn't going to be a permanent thing. Wow. Over the next couple of months, you'll start to recover feeling and you'll have to relearn how to use your arms a little.
It was like a bacteria or a nerve thing, or
they think it was like a neurological or maybe a nerve issue. They kind of, when I went in there, they're like, we've never seen anything like this. Originally they thought I was having,
oh God, you were like an episode of House.
Yeah.
Like that doctor show.
Yeah. And they just, I never really got a straightforward answer. It was kind of a mystery that happened. So, you know, never had any major problems since. I relearned how to use them. Wasn't that massive of a deal. Only lasted a couple months.
Okay, so now I got a good. So were you struck by lightning or were you falling out of an airplane with a parachute malfunction?
The lie was that I went out of an airplane and my parachute failed. I am so scared of heights, Bryce, that I could never go skydiving. And the truth was I had been struck by lightning. And obviously,
holy shit,
obviously it wasn't direct. Like, it wasn't like a lightning bolt hit me in the chest and I survived. Right. But no, it hit a couple feet from me. It was me and a group of my buddies, nasty storm in the south. Wow. And we went outside to grab something from the car. Lightning hit the ground a few feet from us, launched everyone.
And
it's one of those things, like, it hits and you're like from a movie, your ears are ringing, obviously your muscles are all messed up because of the electricity. and you're kind of just like on the ground and you're like, oh my God, like what just happened? You're like trying to get up, but your muscles aren't working. But yeah,
this is, you know, you are the Indiana Jones of crypto. That's what this story tells me. You've really just evaded death's grip time and time again. And we're happy to have you on the show, man.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, glad to be here. I'd like to think that my luck has turned around and it's all downhill from here.
Yeah. Love it. Well, man, hey, I thoroughly enjoyed this. We got a lot of color into who you are and kind of what makes you tick. And thanks for playing along. And dude, I'm excited. This is going to be a great new chapter of the Crypto 101 podcast. And I guarantee every single person at home is stoked for this new chapter. There's just no possible way that they could listen to these stories and watch you and not be as excited as I am, man. So let's learn together. Let's keep trekking. Let's usher in this next bull market and let's make some freaking money. Because at the end of the day, crypto is about making money. Crypto is about, enabling people to have financial freedom and bettering their personal situation. Crypto is, you know, that kind of thing. So with that being said, Brendan, sign us out, sign us off, and let's get out of here.
Yeah. Well, hey, I'm excited to be joining, just like Bryce. A lot of great energy coming, a lot of great podcasts. Excited to be able to teach and talk with everyone and really be able to relate to everyone at home and that's listening in. So excited to be joining the crew, and all of you are going to be hearing a lot from me in the not-so-distant future.
Incredible stuff. All right, everybody, stay tuned because Brendan and I have some more amazing guests and all sorts of fun new content planned for you coming up later on. So take care and we'll see you soon.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.